Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Murshid Se Darkhwast Se Dua. Saakiya Jaame Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Saakiya Jaame Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Mere Mola Se Mujhko Mila De Aur Gunahon Ko Mujhse Chura De Mere Mola Se Mujhko Mila De Aur Gunahon Ko Mujhse Chura De Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de Hot ka za agar maasiyat ka Hoon maghloob himmat khuda de Hot ka za agar maasiyat ka Hoon maghloob himmat khuda de Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna Ey khuda apni kamil rza de Apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna Ey khuda apni kamil rza de Chain ki nind mujhko suna de Khwab-e-ghaflat se mujhko jaga de Chain ki nind mujhko suna de Khwab-e-ghaflat se mujhko jaga de جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے Saakiya jaame ulfat pila de Meri islah ki bhi dua de
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi al-lazeen istafa amma ba'd This beautiful dua of our honorable illustrious Jada Sheikh presented very beautifully in poetic form and Hazrat is teaching us here how to achieve the object of our life. And as Allah Ta'ala has commanded, that A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu Ittaqullah Wa Kunu As-Sadiqeen. And this beautiful address of Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, Allah Ta'ala addressing His special friends, that is those who have recognized Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Waliyyuhalladhina Amanu. Allah puts the crown of friendship on your head. Now Allah Ta'ala wants us not to remain on an ordinary level of friendship, but to climb the step ladder of the highest levels of friendship. And how to get that? Allah has made it very easy. Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen." Be what my true, righteous, pious servants. In other words, the Ahlullah, the Ahle Dil, people who have given their hearts to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when you come in their company, how to benefit from them. So Ya Hazrat is teaching us how to benefit from these Mubarak Majalis, that Allah Ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala has granted us the opportunity to be present here in this Majlis. How should we take benefit? Hazrat says that, Murshid said, Darkhas ne dua. That first, very important is to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then ask your Shaykh also to make dua for you. And what duas we should be asking from our Shaykh and from the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to reach and to climb this ladder of the love of Allah ta'ala and get nisbat in connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says that beg from your Shaykh, Saqiya, Jami Ulfat Pilade, Meri Isla ki bhi dua de, that when you come into this gardens of Jannat, this is like people that are outwardly, our Mashayikh has beautifully given the example of the Majalis of the Ahlullah, that is the Khankas, like the tavern and not the ordinary tavern of this world, where you get intoxicated and you lose your mind. You don't know who you are yourself, and you don't know the difference between your mother and your own daughter. And you fall into terrible ill, terrible harm. Here you get the true tavern of the true goblet of the love of Allah Ta'ala that will give you the true intoxication and make you go into the right direction and get the connection with Allah. So who is giving out the beautiful goblets of wine? Saqiya, that is Hazrat has termed so beautifully, the Shaykh as the giver of the drink of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So we beg from our Shaykh, said, oh our beloved Shaykh, grant us the full goblet of the love of Allah, of the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, not that I just come here just to be present, but may the Islah ki bhi dua de. Said, oh Hazrat, please make dua for my Islam and for all our Islam. And one is we take the duas, but what the dua is, Hazrat teaches us, we should take the medicine and use the medicine. That is the zikr that we are prescribed. And as Hazrat teaches us here, that courage that we are taught to use to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains then further that what is this dua of Islam? That mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunao ko mujhse chura de. That, oh my Shaykh, give me that medicine, that I will get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. I will get that strong nisbat. In other words, here Hazrat is teaching us, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their object and purpose is to connect the ummah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They don't look at our pockets, our status, who we are. This is a rich person. No, their worry and concern is that our heart that is full of unmindfulness and all other connections of this world, to remove all that and how to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that, the most important thing, which is the rukawat and which is the blockage between us and Allah Rabbul Izzat, is our sins. So we beg our Hazrat that we make dua for me also, and give me that medicine, that gunao ko mujhse chura de, that how I can, that let me, give me that ability to leave out sin. And that is, they will teach us and give us the medicine, that is, use our courage. Now it is left unto us, that whether we use that courage or not. Not that we come here to the majalis, myself I'm talking of, that we come here over and over, but when we go back, we the same. As Hazrat teaches us, we don't make the proper intention that I want to listen attentively, I want to retain it, and I want to understand what our Hazrat is teaching us, practice upon it, and spread it throughout the world. And all this for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So most important is to get that medicine, that strong medicine, how to leave sin, and not just stay away from sin, Allahu Akbar. Very beautifully Hazrat has put it here, Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de, that give me such a strong medicine for my soul, O my Shaykh. In other words, we listen attentively and take heed to the advice that our Shaykh is giving us from the depths of their heart. And that is, that let me have now hatred. Not just that I stay away from sin, but I have a hatred for every sin. That I just get, I feel a terrible feeling just to think of a sin. Forget going near the sin. So let me get that medicine here, and this is where you will get this medicine. And this is the medicine that will bring you out of all types of worries, depression, which the whole world today generally, people are overtaken with depression, people are overtaken with worries, etc. The medicine that we need is the medicine of the soul. People are taking all physical medicine for the body, but the real medicine of the soul, when the soul is strengthened, your body will also be strengthened. And what is the real thing that will strengthen your soul is to stay away from sin. And not only just to stay away, to hate sin. That a person, a sign of hating sin is that even the means of things that will involve you in sin, you leave out that means also. That a person, if we can't control ourselves in using the cell phone, I don't even use it. I don't use all these smartphones, etc. Because we know that will be the means that I can't control myself. I can't control that finger of mine to press a button and where I land up. So a person has this hatred that I just stay away from there. And then Hazrat further explains that this medicine becomes so strong in me that ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka ho na makhloob himmat khuda de. That, O Shaykh, make dua for me. And we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat that, O Allah, once you have brought us here, let us take this medicine and take the advices that we get, that we are insan and shaitan will never leave a person. And as you climb the ladders of towards the love of Allah, He makes a greater effort upon you. So Hazrat is teaching us here that the demand of sin, whether as you climbing the ladders of Allah Rabbul Izzat, outward sins, maybe you think you're staying away, but shaitan now attacks you with worse sins, that is the internal sins, the spiritual sins of love of fame, love of desires, and the name and fame, etc., and pride. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that without realizing. And here we are taught of this. So Hazrat is saying that when the demand comes of any type of sin, oh Allah, please don't let me be overpowered. Don't let my desires overpower me. And this will only come when we take the medicine and we follow the prescription. And what is that? Hazrat says, Himmat Khuda de. That, O Allah, the courage that you have given us, which Allah Ta'ala mentions clearly, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has given you the fuel to get to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is that fuel? That is, the desire will come in your heart. If you don't have desire, then how are you going to fly towards Allah? When the desire comes, now apply the taqwa, that courage that Allah has given you, that brace. And as you are climbing up the ladder, as shaitan attacks you, a person becomes conscious, and a person becomes alert, that all the time a person now takes his protection and care. And this is our real protection. Today we are worried, as Hazrat teaches us, of our outward protection, that people mustn't kidnap me, I must have bodyguards, etc. That outwardly it might be permissible also, but it has shown all the time it has failed. But all the best outward protection of this world, they are 10 steps above us. But the protection that Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we beg Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat teaches us, when we wake up in the morning, that make an intention, adame qazde fadmasiyat, that you make an intention that, oh Allah, I promise I won't commit sin. I promise I won't look at evil. I won't look at, make bad nazri. I won't pass illicit glances. So when you make that intention, in other words, your car is on a little steep. You didn't just love the handbrakes, you put it in first gear also. Now if somebody pushes it, it won't move. But if you don't make an intention of committing sin, or you don't make, you just don't have an intention, then when you go out of your house, very quickly you'll slip. You're leaving your car in neutral. Everybody just touches it little, pushes it just a slight push, you'll go in the wrong direction. So the wind will blow us in any direction.
So we have to make this intention, and that is that himmat, that courage Allah Ta'ala has given us. And Hazrat teaches us here that now you yourself not only beg for du'as from your shaykh, you also now take out time. And the special time to beg from Allah is middle of the night. And get up that little time earlier before Fajr. Before the time of Fajr starts, perform 2-4 rakats. And then make dua to Allah. And what dua you should be begging? Not for cars, not for houses. These are temporary things. And these are the byproducts which Allah Ta'ala will grant you. By the way, the main thing you should be begging for Allah, from Allah Ta'ala, apne aahe sahar mein yeh kehna, ey khuda apne kamil raza de. That what is the highest level of this part of the of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that together what you begging and asking your shaykh for is the dua for islah, etc., you should make your own duas also, and the effort was that, and that is get up middle of the night. And middle of the night, at the time of Sehri, when you are in the soul, so to say, talking alone to Allah Ta'ala, now at that time, take out that that deep sigh from the depths of your heart, and beg Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, please, grant me your complete perfect rada, your complete perfect happiness, which Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Akim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Asma Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, is there a stage higher than ikhlas? He said, oh Hazrat, you tell us, we don't know. Hazrat said, higher than ikhlas is rada bil qada, the complete perfect happiness of Allah. Whatever Allah decides for me, I'm happy with that. So to get that stage, we should be begging from Allah. Our whole life, myself, will never reach there. But when you beg from Allah Ta'ala, according to your talab, when you leave the world, Allah Ta'ala will grant it to us, inshallah, out of His special mercy and kindness. Then Hazrat says, when you realize and you are in this path, and you want to get close to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you beg your shaykh and you say, Sayan ki neen mujhko sula de, khabe ghaflat se mujhko jaga de, that wake me up from my slumber, this way of life of unmindfulness, that I'm just passing my life, I'm not conscious. In other words, I don't make intention in the morning how I'm going to lead my life. I don't realize Allah gave me another opportunity. Allah gave me a new life. So what should be my object of my life? In the morning you should make an intention, maqsood e man tu, that, oh Allah, you gave me my life, so my object is you. And how to gain this object? Wa radai tu, that, oh Allah, I want to please you. But in order to please Allah, we have to know how to do that. So we beg Allah Ta'ala also, marifat wa muhabbat khud bida, that, oh Allah, you grant me your marifat, and you grant me your true love. And when the person has got the love of Allah, you don't have to tell him to do any good. You don't have to tell him to stay away from disobedience. He just does that what his beloved loves. And our real beloved should only be Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when a person realizes, comes out of the state of unmindfulness, now you will get a peaceful sleep. In this world also, you won't suffer from insomnia. You won't get all scary dreams, etc. And real peaceful sleep when our janaza is laying. How beautifully it is said that Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when his janaza was laying, his own mother said, so much relief, that my mother Yusuf kaam karke tak gaye, ab aaram ki neend so raha hai. That he made his effort. He made the effort, and not only on himself, but the whole ummah. And we say till today, they are getting all the reward of the effort they made for the ummah to take them out of ghaflat. Now he is having a peaceful sleep. So this is what we should be worried. As Hazrat say, teaches us, today we are not worried, we are going into the qabr. And what's going to happen to me there? One mosquito troubles us in this world. What's going to happen if the terrible scorpions of the qabr come there? Then we won't be able to sleep. So that is the time to sleep. Here in this world, it's not time to sleep. Aram is in the qabr. Allah grant us all if we tread this path. And the real thing is, with all our efforts, we can't reach Allah. In no way whatsoever. So together with that, we should be begging Allah, just say, mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. That, oh Allah, you just pull that magnet of yours, pull me towards you in such a way. And just as the sign that Allah is pulling us, Allah brings us to these majalis. When Allah brings us here, now we should take the proper benefit, open our heart, make our intention correctly, take the medicine, and use the medicine and beg for du'as also. We have to beg our Shaykh for du'as, we ourselves, and beg Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, please make me just, you just pull me, and out of your soul kindness, make me amongst the people of taqwa. Make me, in other words, your close friend. And then Hazrat teaches us, despite all this, and as you're treading up the ladder, the more you get the marifat of Allah, the more you realize you're the most worst servant of Allah on the face of the earth. And now you are worried of the end result. And the real end result is not what people talk about you in this world. It's not the praises of people. Your end result is, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are worried. They said, oh Allah, that day of Qiyamah, when results will come out on the big screen, don't disgrace me on that day. So Hazrat is teaching us, make this dua all the time. اپنے اختر کو رسوہ نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے. That, oh Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace me and cover my fault. And Hazrat teaches us one beautiful muraqabah. When you get up in the morning, they say, Ya Allah, you Sattarul Uyub, you have covered my fault. And why? Because you, Ghaffaru Zunub, you want to forgive me. So when you have covered me in this world, oh Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, also please cover my faults and out of your mercy, forgive us through the barakat of this majalis of our Shaykh. Allah grant us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. The chapter of dissociation of the heart from the dunya and constant reflection on the akhirat. So as we had read yesterday, that our object of life is the akhirat, and we must continue pondering about Jannah, Jahannam, the akhirat. Otherwise, a person forgets, he becomes so involved in this world. Certain ayat of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, a dawn has been made for mankind, the love of desires, regarding women, sons, mounds of gold and silver, beautifully marked horses, other grazing stock and farms. But these are things for use in this worldly life, and by Allah is a beautiful end. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I inform you of that which is better than these things? For those who fear their Rabb are such gardens by their Rabb, beneath which rivers flow, therein will they dwell forever. And for them therein there will be pure wives, and greatest of all the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the overseer of His servants. Allah is watching every action of His servants. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, whatever you have of worldly possessions will one day come to an end, but whatever is with Allah will remain forever. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, wealth and children are a glitter of this world, and righteous deeds which remain forever are best by your Rabb for obtaining thawab, and best for punning hopes. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, know and understand well that verily the life of this world is but play, amusement, adornment, mutual pride, that is a vying with one another in material possessions and worldly pomp, and mutual rivalry in accumulating wealth and children. In the year after is a dreadful punishment for the rebellious one, and for the people of Iman will be forgiveness and pleasure from Allah Ta'ala. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, you prefer the worldly life to the akhirat, whereas the year after is best and everlasting. Hazrat Masood ibn Shaddad radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by Allah and say that this, the example of this life with the akhirat is like the quantity of water which remains on the finger after it was dipped into the sea. Hazrat writes, the insignificance of this world in relation to the akhirat is described in this hadith. What quantity of water will there be on one's finger which has been withdrawn from the sea after having dipped in it inside? Whatever comparison that slight bit of moisture on one's finger has with all the water in the oceans of the earth, that is the relation or comparison of this world with the akhirat. The worthlessness and insignificance of this worldly life in relation to the wonderful and everlasting life in the year after is quite apparent from this hadith. That hadith is the Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed by a dead goat saying, who amongst you desires to obtain this dead and decomposing goat for the price of a dirham? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, we do not desire it for anything, leave alone a dirham. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by Allah that the world is more contemptible to Allah ta'ala than what this dead goat is to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.